Begin the current daf. Masech this yuma daf chaf. We begin on the begin the master. Begin with the gemara. Ahecha came in. So what are we going on? How did non bechutz going on that mishnah etc. Shteisa says that Rashi legaris le Rashi does not have that text. And he says he doesn't know how to explain that text. They learned about it in the Mishnah, and it's not clarifying anything regarding the halacha of our Mishnah. But Tosfos says, no, to me it seems that one could explain that the Girsa would be, what are we going on when we're saying in our Mishnah that what we used to do with Trumas Hadeshin, Kolema, what does that mean to say? Al Eze Trumakoi. Regarding which truma are we going? The Gemara is asking, we are talking about in our Mishnah, oh, different times we would do this truma. So which truma of the Mizbech are you talking about that every day was by Kriyas Hagevah, Yom Kippur, and Mechatzais, regarding from the first Ashmura? Meaning, what's the Gemara's question? Akachach, like Koyot Truma Zadeshin, obviously it's not going on the classic halach of that truma of the ashes. The Hipshita, because no, that's obvious. That couldn't be what our Mishnah means, because obviously the Heisek Kol Shal Samach LeBiker, that every time it was very close to the morning time, because the Pasuk, the Kramash Mahachi, the simple understanding of the Pasuk sounds like this, where it says, Al Maik Al Mizbech Kol Alayla Ad HaBiker B'Gaymeh. It was on the fire, on the Mizbech, all night long till the morning, etc. B'Hadu Kasev, and only then afterwards does the Pasuk say, Behemoth edition that you take off the Truma of the Dashin. So, rather, that's what the Gemara says. Betruma achrit to Aramasidin. Obviously, our Mishnah is talking about a different type of betruma. Behind the comment, that's what the Gemara says. A hot not going what the Mishnah says elsewhere regarding in Zvachim, Ivarm Shapako, regarding if you have the limb of the carbon that would burst off the fires. On that halacha, we said that there's a difference between before Chatzis, after Chatzis, which Menon, Amila, Bechula, which the Gemara then explains, oh, where do we know this from? Out until it ends off. Oh, Chalkei, you have to split up the night. Chetzi laktara, the first half for burning, b'chetzi larama, the second half for the harama. Oh, and what harama is that? And that's what Tosfos explains, as our Gemara didn't finish its conversation yet to explain the hichik haminan. Okay, the brish lekaman, b'shem ritz habacher. The chatzais, isais, nevarm, ikol, midnight makes those limbs as if they're consumed, which is, shalikatchila, that even initially, yochel harimam, you could do the harama, which harama? Ulasim litapuach, and bring him to the pile of the ashes. For Kari Leharama, that's called also a Truma. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's the Truma that Hadesh that we're talking about every single morning. And Velesh Yasmin Harama, but not to make the classic Harama that we know that you take a shovel and you put it on the side of the Mizbech. Because the Hadeshing, there it says it has to be Trumas Hadeshin. And they're not Desh, it's not ashes yet. Because this is we say that midnight makes it into consumed. That's only regarding that you could put it on the tapuch, on the pile of the ash on Mizbech, but not to consider it as genuine ashes to make Trumas Hadeshin. Elka the preacher, rather, it's like we explained. Shemirtz, if he wants to, yes, venu litapuach, he could put it into the pile of the ashes on the mizbech. Could only tzim chutzamachn, but with something totally different is that was ashes ultimately taken out of the camp. Avlam ritz l'nichem mokam amarocha. But if you want to put it on the place of the fire, could only mark mitzvah to finish up the mitzvah. Because it's only hardened, it's not fully ashes yet, as we're explaining. And you want to finish off the mitzvah, asman ruin la rumas adeshin, that these limbs themselves could ultimately be fit for the trumas adeshin. Oh, then adai mitzvah snale, and then the mitzvah is still on them. Lekach, therefore, that's why although that the Mishnah said that a person could go ahead and take this, so to speak, harama to the pile of the ashes all night long, but that's why it's nanyachzah. That's why the Mishnah says in Zachim that it bursts off, you should put it back onto the fire. Because the mistab is logical. The chasm and midruk mitzvah nadayin is still lacking the, meaning if it burst off before chatzais, still lacking the finishing of the mitzvah. Given the aimlet ruin, the trumas adeshin, because like we said, it's not yet fit for the trumas adeshin. Now, v'adu kama, and this that Rav said in his interpretation that, because of the contradiction, that chetz laktar v'chetz larama, okay, half the night is faktar, half the night is farama. So according to Tais's interpretation, you have to say lav dafka. It's not precise, because in our Mishnah we learned that every single day they would do the harama of the varm to the tapuach, according to the way Tais explains by Kriyas Hagevah, Mikibim Chatzais, or Golan Famashmar Roshayna. So obviously it's not half and half. Elish Masnit Nakat, rather, it, and this is really what the Gemara's question is, but Tais is going to explain shortly that there was a misunderstanding, so to speak. But Salavdav, okay, Lishnah the Masnit Nakat. Rather, he just was using the terminology of the Mishnah Masech Zvachim, the Ketani, which says, Koy Mechatzai Zyachzah, but if it fell off before midnight, you should put it back on. And Vekim Mesadurav, Allah Edna, because the primary teaching Rav was set on that Mishnah. Umidirai saying kids will adav now, but biblically there's no set time. Elikolay Mesnav Ashriri, wherever the limb would get hardened, like like wood because of its exposure to the fire. Mutalariman, you light it, elevate it, ulachaltz and let the book and move it over to the pile of the ashes, kivatzach according to the need. Because the pasuk gave over the rights to the sages of what seems fit to them. Lahakriv, or the words lahakdim, lefan samaracha, to clear out the place of the fire. Kedei lachzu lasadra, to go ahead back and to organize the kivim, the nefisha karbanazayim, whatever is going to be the large quantity of karbanas on that day. Shtei hamaracha mizamenas, so that the fires can be prepared. Lahakdu laboy lasabayker, to burn the karbanas on it for the oilos in baaloy sabayker, when it's going to be the morning. Now, Rav Kahana parachalab, but Rav Kahana asked the question. He said, if you think to say it's the raisa, hey, how can you do it early? What do you mean? We just explained. Tosfos just bavarned. Tosfos just forewarned that question and said that that's not a difficulty. So Tosfos, the mashma, because he understood it, no, biblically, you literally split in the night, half aktara and half for harama, and not the way we had originally entertained to say that, no, biblically, there's no set time. Because the pasuk only gave it over to the sages. And since he understood it and know that it's biblical, so therefore he asked the question, how can you do it earlier? Because of his question, so Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with Rav, and he said, Rabbi Yochanan says, Masnid Kapashte. No, the mission is like the simple understanding. A Trumas Adeshin is going on, the Trumas Adeshin, meaning of the literal removal of the ashes to the side of the Mizbech, not that of what we're saying, moving it to the pile on the Mizbech of the ashes. Now, the Kakashalach, the question that you have is, Vabba Pashte, Kromash, Malik, Zabba Baker, and that's how Tosfos explained in this different maskil about the gears that he brought. What I mean, how could you say you're doing it earlier and earlier? Doesn't the simple understanding of the pasuk sound like it was in the morning? And that's Mahai Kronav Kalon. Oh, that's what it is. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. Oh, from that pasuk we know the neat rishos like Dima La'acha Kamesh Yirtu. That they could do it earlier or later as much as they want to. And the Ksivat Baik of a Harem, because it says until the morning they should do the Harama, which is Tame Baik of the Baker Shalila. You should give an earlier morning to the morning of the night. And when the Perish coming from the fact that it doesn't say how much earlier, the Masna Kasav Al Chacham. So that was given over to the sages to decide, yeah. After the first Ashmeira, Chatzais, whenever it is. Now, Pegam is Bech Makadish and Zvachim da Pevam and Alb. The Kama Rav Kiyach, Rav says over there, like he says over here, which is Chetz La Rama, half its Vaktar, half its Varama. Now, obviously, Mashal Lefem Maskan Dahacha, that he understands it according to how a Gemara comes out over here, Lamaskana, which is Makmin Masin Bechumas Adeshin, that it's not talking about that of the Litapuach, but actually that of Chumas Adeshin. The Bol in Tam, now the Chumas Adeshin is coming to explain the reasoning of also the Chumas Adeshin, my Tam Nazim Nahacha, Vazim Nahacha, how come something's like this, how come something's like that. And that's what he says. Oh, because based on, depends on what it is and what the status is, so therefore sometimes it's going to be one way and sometimes another way. And Hilkach Parch Rav Kahana Hasam Kiyacha, that's why Rav Kahana asked over there as he does over here, because his question was based on that assumption of Trumas Adeshin, which over there, that is exactly what Rav is actually saying. Unlike what we were saying Rav over here, that we were saying that, he's saying that they thought it was going to the Tapuach. Now, and Elam Bichon, the other Bichon says, Trumas Adeshin, that it says, oh, so then, if it's a Trumas Adeshin, so then, how do you know it then? If it's not like the way Rav says it, we know it from the Pasuk of Adbaik. Or Inam Yishlem, actually, another person says, what you could say is, that actually, Rabbi Yechanan is, no, actually, not like the simple understanding like Trumas Adeshin. And he was like, Rav, that the Mishnah is talking about the Harama of the limbs going to the Tapuach. So how do you explain Elam Rabbi Yechanan? So he says, Rabbi Yechanan is coming to say, don't explain like Rav, that you can split the night into half, rather that Krok Hama, that first pasuk, actually Kul Lektar, but Kul Arama, this is what he's disagreeing. It's not half and half, it's all, you could do all Lektar, all Arama. How is that possible? Kul Lektar, Bezivar Medeis Bo Mamish. The whole night is for burning if it's limbs that have substance still. For Kul Arama, it's all for, you could do the whole night, Trumas Adeshin, Bedeshin Mukal, but it's already been consumed into ashes. The Shriri Damrin Buchatzais is equal, and then regarding that which is hardened, which is neither here nor there, that we said that the qualifier is midnight, that it makes it as if it's consumed. That's me Adabaika Nafka, that you know from the words Adabaika, which are Tim Baika, the Baika Shalaya, that you make it earlier morning than the morning itself. And that's by midnight. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan is disagreeing with Rav in the expansion of Kalalaila, that actually it's not half and half, but that the whole night is fit for both. And then this of the Chatzais is only specifically regarding that of the Shriri. That's the one that is going to be defined by before Chatzais and after Chatzais. Continue next Tais the Master, but Tais wins the words of the Gemara. Varm Shapokam al Gabim Mizbech, regarding limbs that burst off of the altar, etc.
Shteis brings with Pergamus Be'ach there on Zvachem Dav Pevav Med Aleph, where we learned this halacha that depends if before Chatzais or after Chatzais. Baruch the Gemara asks the following question. Hey, Chidomi, what's the case talking about? It is Bumamish, if there's still some substance to the limbs, then even after noon also, after midnight also, it should be put back. You didn't do the mitzvah yet, the baktar. If you do less Bumamish, and there's no substance to it, then even Chatzais also, you shouldn't have to put it back on. Mukid Labashridi, and the Gemara says, talking about where it's hardened, where it's this middle state, but it wasn't totally consumed yet. And that Menonimili, and that's what the Gemara says, and where do we know this from, etc., Bechulu. Kiyacha, like over here, where we try to figure out this halacha before chetzes and after chetzes. Now, Mefarash Rashi asks, and Rashi b'dir explains, what does it mean chetzel harama? Half it is for harama, and it's b'shirin nami, and also the hardened limbs ruin la harama, that after chetzes, it's also fit to do harama once it's already after chetzes. That's the way Rashi explains it. Now, very pirish, the loy have been ruin la rama. The Ri says, no, how could you say after chatzais these hardened limbs are fit for trumas adeshen? The love deshen, and no, it's not ashes. El rather chatzil la rama, the comment this says that the second half of the night for the shriri is fit for harama. Kein harama, it's similar to the idea of trumas adeshen, meaning she'en ruin laktara. It's not like what the first half of the night is, which you're burning. No. If it burst off of the Mizbeach, you're not going to put it back on the Mizbeach. Regarding that, it's considered, so to speak, Chetzel HaRama. But to actually do Trumas HaDesh on that, you can't, because it's not really ashes. So to the second Perek Mizbeach Mila Dav Tezma Beis, where the Machleik is Rabban Rabbi Yechon regarding if someone benefits from the ashes of the pile that's on the pile, the tapuch on the mizbeach, after you already did Trumas HaDesh. Rav says, no meila. You already did Nasa Mitzvah. Rabbi Yechon says, no, there's meila. Because from the fact that a kohen has to do Haitzos HaDesh with the big dekuna, obviously, it still has kedush in it, and it's quote unquote loy Nasa Mitzvah. The Dai custom, so the Gemara there infers from this Mishnah Mesech Zvachim that we're quoting that says, it says also a coal that burst off of the Mizbeach, one does not put it back onto the Mizbeach. Now, it sounds like, but let's say it burst off, but it was still on the Mizbeach, it was not a Maracha, that then you would put it back on, even though you already did Trumas HaDeshen. So Makshim Namal Rab. So they asked him that on Rab, that he says, once Nas Mitzvahs no Me'ilam. So it sounds like from the fact that regarding the coal, that you're going to put it back on, meaning regarding this, the case of the ash, that it disagrees with Rabbi Yechonon. The problem is, it's not possible that there won't have any coals that's mixed into the pile. And the fact that you have to put it back on, obviously that there is halacha of me'ila. So how can you say that if it's a mizbech yachzer, even though the Trumas HaDesh was already taken, the case of a coal is different. This is mashasha. The substance, the coal is still an entity. That's why you have to put it back on the maracha. Because the loy nasa mitzvah. Regarding the coal, the mitzvah is not done because the coal could still be used to burn with it. And if it's not ashes. But if someone benefits from the ashes that's on the tapuach, that we already did miss the mitzvah, then there would not be any me'ila. Ah, so the Ri says, mash, but sounds like dein roi litra mimenom, that it's not fit to take Trumas HaDesh from the coal. And that's what Rav agrees, that, okay, even though you're ready to Trumas HaDesh, but this is not ashes, and therefore you got to put it back on. Because the Eroh let Trumas HaDesh, because it would fit to be take Truma from it. So Imken Lacha Trumas HaDesh, so then why, if it's after Trumas HaDesh, you're going to put it back on? Or Nasa Mitzvasa. But what do you mean? The Mitzvah is already done. So why does Rav agree that you put it back on? So, and there would be just like all the other ashes that you have in the pile, but there's no meila. Obviously, that it's not fit to take Trumas HaDesh for that. Ah, so therefore, that's why we're saying that it's not ashes. So you see, not like Rashi, that although we say after Chatzais, it's Royal Arama, it doesn't mean Royal Arama that literally you could take Trumas HaDesh from it. Rather, because a Rasa would be considered Nasa Mitzvasai, because it was on the pile with all those that you already did Trumas HaDesh, obviously, not like Rashi. But says to me, however, he goof a kasha. But that itself, that the Gemara itself is actually difficult in and of itself. Menali de Mailacha Trumas HaDesh. How does the Gemara know that we're talking about that this pile of that where the coal had burst off? It's talking about where the Trumas HaDesh was really taken from. That's why there's the Begon Rav. That wait a second, after Trumas HaDesh is no Meila. So why do you have to put it back on? Well, the Demokan Trumas HaDesh, maybe it's talking about before the Trumas HaDesh was done. The Baham Moid Rav, the Moil and Kenj Nas Mitzvah. The Rav would agree, of course, that the meal before the Mitzvah of Trumas HaDesh was done. So why is that Mishnah difficult him? And that's what you can say is the Dumi the Psulim the Ketonim Hadar. Because no, it's going to be similar to the other Psulim. that says together with this case of the coal, where it says v'kulan shapalkam agam mizbeach lo yachz, and all these things that we say that lo yerdu, which is they're really psulim, but once you put it on, you don't take it down. But if it burst off, then you don't put it back on, which that's b'cholin. No matter what the situation, no matter what before chazayis, so chadamikachel. So to hear over the here by the case of the coal is also ayir b'cholin. Also, then it's in all situations, and that is obviously even after there was the Trumas Hadeshen was taken. And that's why we knew it was after Trumas Hadeshen, and therefore we asked that question on Rav. But again, from the Gemara's Teretz, we could see, he says, the read not like Rashi. But moreover, you could prove that it's talking about even after the Trumas Hadeshen was done, because the Basebega Bevam, because later on in that Mishnah regarding the limbs, that's what Hudimafli, that's what the Mishnah differentiates, oh, regarding if it's before or after Chatzais, like Argumar quotes that. Abakachel's regarding the case of Kol, which Argumar doesn't quote, Lo Hiflik, there's no differentiation, the equal Chashiva, that's always going to be considered as if it's consumed. Therefore, you can't apply to it anymore regarding haktara, v'leloshen maikto, or regarding that which still has to be in the fire, because the kvar mituk the bekaima. This is already something that's already burnt already, and it's already a coal. And therefore, if it bursts over and it falls on the floor, even before chatzai, he's not going to put it back on. But however, that's what we're saying, that if it bursts off onto the Mizbeach itself, Yachz is going to put it back on. Because, no, like we said, like the Re's saying, it's not fit for Harama. The Leich Hashiva Desh is not considered ashes yet. Mitzvah wasn't, quote unquote, done yet. Therefore, if it bursts, Al Gabi Mizbeach, Yachz, if it bursts on the Mizbeach, you put it back on. Because Mitzvah wasn't finished yet. But if it burst off onto the floor, then Leich, you don't put it back on. Because the Pasik on the fire, on the Mizbeach. Sounds like the Dabash Tzurchi Ki, the only something that needs to be on the fire, you hail Mizbeach Loilim, that should be continuously on the fire. And even if it burst off, but something that does not have to be burnt, like the coal, which is already burnt, then you don't put it back on if it burst off from the whole Mizbeach and it fell into the ground, where it's not on the Mizbeach anymore. It's only if it burst off on the fellow Mizbeach itself, then you put it on because you didn't finish the mitzvah. And since the coal does not need your kiddush, so therefore, there's no difference between before and after Chatzos. That is, again, proves this idea that it was talking about even after the Trumas Hadeshen was taken from it, because it's in all situations, and it doesn't make a difference also, like we were saying before, after Chatzos. Then Chatzos Ben Tematezis has to take a second look. He says, if we're saying that the limbs that are shriwi, and so too similar is the case of the coals that have substance, that you tell me that's not fit to do Trumas Hadeshen on, then not like Rashi, the Re has a different interpretation, it's just that you can't do Akhtara, and therefore you have to put it back on Mizbeach. So wait a second. So Kishma Asfin the Efer, La Lois L'Tapuch, so when you're gathering the ashes to put onto the pile of the ashes that's on Mizbeach, you can't be Kibushli Gichol Be'efer, that there's not going to be any coals in the ashes. And Vaslahar Gechazman Amarachi, now take it down the coal from the fire. You're going to come like the Gemara said, Me'ilo, the Yachzir, that you got to put it back on if it bursts off, if it's on the Mizbeach. But Koshkin Nos Laitzi, I'm sure they now take it out. But how are you going to do that? There might be a coal on the pile of the ashes. Peshtamata says what you could say is, Dimina Mukol is saying, it's not true. They would avoid the problem because they would take from the consumed when they would make this, the ashes, they would take from what's consumed. Like it sounds like that they would actually shovel away and they would take from that which was consumed from the inside. And those you could say, when they would take from this tapuach, where they would take it out of the machna, which is what we're concerned that you might be taking from the coals, they would take from those which were that didn't have any more substance. But you're right, a live coal which has substance, but I'm reading the opposite. That's what we say has to go back, and for sure they didn't all take it off, but we're not concerned that we took such coals off, and therefore it's not a problem. Now, this is what we say, that there are those who say this whole shmooze the other way around. That the reason by a coal with the substance, that's why if it bursts open and falls on the Mizbeach, you put it back on. But if it's just ashes, have no substance, after the Trumas Hadeshen, then even bursts on the Mizbeach, you don't put it back on, and there's no Me'ilah. Now, that's the regard of Rabbi Yechanan, who he says that there is Me'ilah. So, not asking on Rab, but asking on Rabbi Yechanan. That the Gemara says, oh, now, Hoadin, the Fila Efer. Truth is that even ashes of a person from Mizbeach after Trumas Hadeshen, you would have to put it back on, it would be Me'ilah. It says a coal. So, tell you that even a coal, which is significant, if it falls off on Mizbeach, if it falls off onto the ground, oh, that then you're not gonna go ahead and put it back on. Which is that, so says Tosis, that Leboy Lemeima, we don't have to say, Dehava Kegechel is Mamish. We don't have to say that when the Gemara is saying that it's even a coal, but that it means literally, Dehava Kegechel is Mamish, Avil in Chazara, that it's literally like a coal, even regarding the halacha that you have to put it back on. Because the Kegechel is Machzalayim, like we said, a coal you always have to put back on. The Fala Achachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach that and like we said, you don't put it onto the mound. But ashes you would put onto the mound of the ashes. It's elin me'ila coming up, because this is what we're saying, we're comparing the ashes to the coal. It just means that just like there would be me'ila by coals, so there would be me'ila by the ashes. So this was all the re disagreeing with Rashi. And that's the story of Rashi actually resolves the interpretation of Rashi. The chetzi la rama, the karma, that is that we say the half of the night is far rama, is a filibus shriri. Yeah, that it's even by these hardened limbs, that it, so what does it mean that you could do? It means to say, you're right, you can't do trumas adeshin like the Riyad asked, and because it's not deshin yet, so he gave his own interpretation, just means to say that you just can't do akhtara. No, it is for harama, not just ke'en harama, but it means the harama sadesh matras laisim l'tabuch, means that you can gather this onto the mound. But you're right, it doesn't mean to do the actual truma of the ashes, that you put that shovel full on the side of the Mizbeach. The Hadeshin says, it says ashes. Behind the Kamar Rechman, this is what the Torah says, Vehemes Hadeshin, Mechatzai said, you can do truma Hadeshin from midnight, to permit even that which is just hardened from the fire. The Mechatzai says, that from midnight onwards is considered like it's consumed. And Ve'ein Rum Laktara, it's not fit to do the burning anymore on it. But the Mirza, if he wants to, he could gather it to the mound to take it out of the camp. And that's what we're permitting you. That's what I mean, harama. But if you want to leave it on the place of the fire, to finish up the mitzvah, that they themselves can be fit for the actual Truma Sedeshin that you put on the side of Mizbeach, because it's ultimately going to turn into ashes then. You're right, then the mitzvah is still on it. That's why you put it back onto the fire when it falls off. Before that, if it burst up on the Mizbeach, even after Chatzis, you'll put it back on, because the Mistabel Lameim, it's logical to say that Dain Chosman Mirik Mitzvah, it's still missing the finishing of the Mitzvah. Kim Shadain, and ruin the Trumas Adeshin, since it's not fit to do the Trumas Adeshin on it yet. Ah, Vashtin Nicha, now it makes sense that Beshoshim Asman Sefer, when they would gather the ashes to answer the other question that was asked, they don't have to be cured from the coals, even those that were burning, because like we're saying, there's no problem. We learn how Eivarim and the gears of Shalayna Sachum Merv that were not consumed in the evening, what would you do with it? You would move it to the Samizbech, and until Hechilu Malin Be'efer Agabitabuch Bechul, they started then gathering the ashes on top of the mound. So you see, they would only remove the limbs that were not consumed, but the coals themselves are considered consumed, even if they're burning, and those are the ones that they put on to the tapuach together with the ashes.